What's going on, you deplorables? As you know, this is an off-hours show. I'm putting this up because I feel a little guilty, because only the people in the live, were able to listen to this message with us. I'm gonna play this video for you guys, and then that's it. I'm gone. But I want to show you guys what the whole transgender thing is all about. Now, this girl. You could also find on, you can find her anywhere, YouTube or Brighteon and Rumble and BitChute. But, I want you guys to hear the message and what this real tranny agenda is actually all about, okay? And I'm only doing this because, like I said, I feel guilty because everybody should have this information and not just the people that are fortunate enough to be on Telegram. But this is the only time I'm going to be doing this. I mean, unless it's something really, really important, this is the only time I'm going to do this. But I want you guys to hear what the tranny agenda is all about. Check it out.
On that same day, October the 2nd, God began to talk of America's hermaphrodite army. A hermaphrodite is a person who has male and female body parts at the same time. And God said, America will have a hermaphrodite army. An army, ladies and gentlemen, is not six or seven people. This thing that we are watching now, where people, you know, you watch a few videos here and you watch a few conversations there and you see a few parades here. And most people sit at home and shake their head and say, what's happening to this country? There is an army being birthed while we watch. There's an army. God called it an army, which means that, you know how an army is? An army is an organization that has strict rules, that has a recruitment process. I'm sure you're already understanding where I'm going with this. You're watching your children being radicalized as we speak. Your children who were raised by you, even if you're not a Christian, were raised to know who a father is in the house, what a brother looks like, and what a mother and a sister looks like. Even the baby knows this is Timmy and this is Samantha. But they're being radicalized under specific agendas. So an army is an organization that has joining rules. It has a recruitment process. And then you join. And when you join the army, what happens, army people? You are trained and you are told that your loyalty to the family and even to your particular town or city that you signed up from comes second to the army. Your loyalty is to the army. So if you're wondering why these children are all dyeing their hair one color, if you're wondering why, if you try to have a conversation with them, they are so combative and they are so militant, and yet they all give the same responses. That's because the spirit recruiting them into these practices is one. If the spirit of God is one, best believe that the demons in charge of certain things that are taking place in the earth speak with one voice. This is a growing army. It is a deliberate process. And at the figurehead, at the tip of the spear is Satan, but right behind him sits the United States ruling structure, making sure that people in government cannot even say on camera what a woman is. They would look at me and say, well, you know, it's all about what Celestial identifies as and how she feels from day to day. I would say that that's what describes what she is. That's why we're living in a modern world where suddenly everyone who is at a job needs to have him, her, she, them, they under their name, just in case we can't be sure by looking at the beard and the wide face and the thick neck with the Adam's apple, sturdy chest. If we can't tell by looking at that what he, her, she, them, Zezu are, then he will write it underneath to help us navigate, just in case our eyes are unable to detect reality. This is happening deliberately, and this is army recruitment. God said this army is rising up. Please hear. Men with breasts. I discussed this just a day ago. Women with no breasts, and God says that this lack of breasts is by choice. People have chosen to have mastectomies, so there is no cancer. There is no sickness. The breasts are not wanted because they are fighting the internal reorganization of thought that says the breasts are wrong, not because they were actually envisaged by the master creator Jesus as wrong. They're wrong because they don't line up with the new picture that I feel. I feel the breasts are wrong, and so the breasts must go. God says you're not sick. Cancer isn't ravaging you so that you have to cut these things off. He says your sickness is in the mind. He says you have removed your femalehood and put on what pertains to the male. Man, you are effeminate. You have removed malehood and put on what pertains to the woman. And I spoke of this earlier in the year, where I said with shock, it was when God revealed to me that a man should not put on what belongs to a woman, and a woman should, is not talking about the pants wearing. God is saying that when you put off being a man, to put off something in Old English means you literally reject it. To put on something means that you embrace it and take it upon yourself as yours. The man has put off malehood to put on what belongs to the woman. This is why men twice my size are standing before us all now and saying that they are biological females. And we are expected to say, but of course, I can see that. That is what it means to put on. It is basically to reject the existing status quo in reality in order to assume as reality something else. And I said that I was humbled that God knew this all the way back then, that this brand new end of day transition out of and into made it into scripture from long ago. And is proving itself to be prophetic now. God says that the hermaphrodite army, growing breasts, but you still have your downstairs intact, cutting off breasts, but the womb is still in there because it is terrifyingly shocking to the body surgery to have that thing pulled out of there when nothing is wrong with it. The Lord says that you must repent. You are in the ends of times, and time is short for your judgment. If you do not repent of this error, you will receive the penalty of your error in the body. Please listen to these penalties. Those hormone treatments will not go well for you. God says that they will kill you. These treatments that they are having, I don't know what they are. He says they will not go well. They will kill you. They will make you so sick. He said you will have many complications and you will end up with illnesses that are very rare. And because they are rare, they are very hard to treat. He said you will be sick for no reason. And when they finally trace it to those breast implants that you had because you're a man who wanted the breasts, he says it will be too late for you. Those things would have infected you in the male tissue. And you will be laid to rest. He said that you will get cancer, hemorrhoids. If you are listening, repent. Violent vomiting without rest as your body is rejecting all the things that you are doing to it because you have rejected me and you have rejected the idea that I am a perfect creator who made you. You are trying to make your body do things I did not create it to do. And this is pride because you are saying that I did not know how to build it better than you. I was seeing very violent rejection of this hormone therapy thing for both men and women. God says that people will lose all their hair. God says that people will start suffering from sudden paralysis. God says that people will start to get stroke because of complications with the things that they're doing to their body. You will have strokes because of the cocktail of death that these doctors are pumping into your veins. It will be a slow death. because of your pride. Sexual diseases will come upon you because you have mutilated yourself down there. Horrible mutilations that people are doing to themselves. God says it will get infected beyond what medical science is able to fix quickly, and that will take people away. You have sinned against me very greatly by taking up a scalpel against yourself. Return to me, I said. Cast aside these delusions of grandeur. Cast aside these ideas that you have a godlike ability to redesign a body like I designed a body. Turn, I have said to many of you, turn. I have stood in the roadway to block you. God says that many people like this have really had to fight to get access to the treatment, and they don't know it was him blocking them in their love. They were complaining and saying that the medical society doesn't have enough gay rights, trans rights, puberty blocker rights. Why do they have to wait until they were 18? They were constantly trying to game the system to get the changes that they needed. And God said, you didn't understand. It was so hard because he loved you so much that he wanted to keep you the way you were. And he stood in the way to block you. You really had to work to get past me, he said. It was me delaying your surgery. It was me speaking through your mother's mouth, telling you to stop. It was me speaking through your family's mouth, saying, don't do this. I was the one who denied you 3 times when you requested pills, when you requested treatment, when you requested surgery for everything you wanted to do to destroy your body. You pushed past me. You overrode me. You found another way. You insisted that you wanted to do this. And now you will see the results of human pride, how it tears and destroys human bodies. Repent, therefore, that your soul may be saved. And this is how God is. He's constantly telling me, when they keep asking you and asking you, simply tell them that I have told you that the soul is of infinite worth more than the body. Why? Because the Bible says that this thing will turn to dust and fall here. This thing isn't going to heaven. It's staying right here in the dirt. To all who will enter into the Lord's kingdom, even those who will be put into hell, every human being will be given an incorruptible body. And that is why it's so important to decide where you're going. You will enjoy that incorruptible body that can't die in heaven, but to have something that can't be destroyed, constantly burning and remaking and burning and remaking in the lake of fire, it's not a good look. It is not what the Father wants for his children. And so he says, even if you are already sick, even if they've already told you that it's only 2 weeks left, repent and save your soul, because the soul is worth more than the body.
And that, folks, is why they are pushing the tranny stuff so hard. They want to corrupt as many people as humanly possible. In essence, you could say they're building an army. We see them every single day on the internet. Every day. Every night. If you even say something or ask a question, they turn violent. They get aggressive. But they never have answers. Thank you for letting me share that with you guys. I love you all. God bless you, and keep Jesus close to you.